The numbers tell only part of the story of human trafficking, and those numbers vary depending on who you ask. Vietnam claims nearly 5,000 girls and young women have been forced into a life of slavery since 2004. But independent groups believe the number is much, much higher. Oxfam Quebec puts it in the tens of thousands, while Hager International cites a figure of 400,000 since 1990. WGBH Radio's Philip Martin picks up his investigation, Underground Trade in Vietnam, where he found a glimmer of hope in the middle of this nightmare.
Vietnam is losing its children. For years, girls and young women have been taken, kidnapped, and trafficked across the border into Cambodia and southern China. Many disappear into big cities. Some give birth, their babies held by traffickers as insurance that these enslaved girls and women won't run away. For some, a tiny number, find freedom when they escape or are rescued. And that's what this story is all about. It's mid-morning. A light rain is falling over Hanoi. The car I'm in weaves through chaotic traffic. Sitting in front and to my left, two teenage girls. I'll call the girls Kui and Fong. One 17, the other 19. They're all smiles. But what they've been through for the last 12 months depicts one of the world's fastest-growing international crimes. Kui and Fong were kidnapped, severely beaten, raped, and sold into slavery by organized human trafficking rings. The girls found their freedom with the help of the hero sitting next to me. He's Van Tha, a graduate of Brandeis University and a lawyer for the anti-trafficking organization Blue Dragon. He describes how he rescued Kui just a few days ago.
She was locked up and Guangdong province in China. And one night, I came back from the U.S. The police, Chinese police, rang me and asked for my help to rescue this girl.
The three of us and the driver are heading north out of the city to Kui's village. She's being reunited with her family. Now, it's hard to hear above the din of the noise in the car, but Van Tha says on the first night of her kidnapping, there were 47 men. 47 men. She is nearly 18 and was 16 when she met a boy while visiting Hanoi. They met at an internet cafe, and she was smitten. They dated for 6 months, and the man, 6 years her senior, said he loved her. But when they arrived at the border, he handed her over to sex traffickers in the kind of exchange that Blue Dragon's chief rescuer, Van Tha, says has been repeated time and time and time again.
And we don't know why and who trafficked her to China yet.
About 600 kilometers from
border. And I has been there to rescue the girl.
We've been on the road now for 3 hours, and the lanes have gotten narrower. This is the same route taken by human traffickers heading to China. In a short while, we'll arrive at the Hmong ethnic village where Kui was born and raised. She suddenly grows quiet and stares out the window toward the rice fields where farmers in blue khakis are bent over in ritualistic toil. Kui is heading back to the poverty that she had longed to escape, says Van Tha. And impoverished women are whom recruiters in the underground trade mainly prey upon.
We're stopping before we get to this young lady's actual village because we've been warned that most people here have never seen foreigners. And a foreigner carrying a microphone is even more problematic. So we're going to carry out the interview right here, just a quick stop along the road.
The 23-year-old man whom she fell in love with invited Kui to meet his parents. She turned him down many times. But one day she accepted his invitation and was driven many miles past her own village and along the hilly, forested region that separates Vietnam from China. He took her to her house and said he would be right back. The strangers who burst through the door moments later spoke Chinese. Kui knew she was no longer in Vietnam. They stuffed her into the back of a van and drove for what seemed like forever into China. Kui was raped repeatedly and beaten constantly. The beatings grew worse when she decided to write down the names of all the Vietnamese girls in the brothel. United Nations officials believe in this one town in China. There are 1,000 brothels, all run by organized gangsters, both Chinese and Vietnamese. 6 months into her ordeal, she escaped with two other girls. A sympathetic policeman called Van Tha, and he and a Vietnamese cop crossed the border, posing as tourists to bring her home.
So you have a good relationship with the Chinese police?
Both Vietnamese and Chinese police.
The other girls with her were recaptured, sold to other brothels, and disappeared somewhere in China. We're minutes away from Cui's home, and we're now passing by a three-room school on the right.
She said that she used to study in that school.
Did she finish?
Not yet. She was at the grade 10 when she was trafficked.
Grade 10 when she was trafficked?
Yeah.
We're here. We make our way through a thicket of trees, and Cui's mom meets us halfway. Mother and daughter hug, and we all quickly move toward the house, lest neighbors notice and question. In the one-room home, the mother makes tea and every few minutes touches her daughter's face and smiles. Her joy is easily translated.
I live in a second life. I'm so happy.
She has eight children and says other people's daughters have also disappeared from this village. Her own sister was kidnapped many years ago, and she has heard rumors of her sighting in southern China. This mother fears for the next generation, including for her own grandchildren, whose innocence are reflected in a smile and in their playtime at twilight. As the mother speaks, Cui's father appears, ferrying a bike through the trees. He hugs his daughter. In his gratitude to Blue Dragon, the father tries to give Van Ta a large bag of rice and a chicken, enough to feed this family for 2 weeks, and a gift this family can ill afford. Van Ta thanks him, but refuses. An hour after arriving in this tribal village several miles from the China border, it's time to leave. Cui and Fong sit on the stairs and share a private moment. Cui has been returned to her family. Fong is looking for a family and says she's found one for now in the organization that rescued them, Blue Dragon. Moments after we take to the road, Van Ta's mobile phone beeps. It's a text message from China. A young prostituted woman using the cell phone of a sympathetic customer texts the number given to her by a woman who recently escaped the brothel.
What do those text messages say?
Please help me. I am in China, but I'm not sure where it is. And I said, I will come to help you, but it takes time. And she said, yes, and please keep me in touch. And I said, okay, you know, don't worry, we'll find a way to help you.
Within hours, I'll be dropped off in Hanoi, and Van Ta, a modern-day abolitionist, will find his way to the Chinese border to try to rescue yet another victim of this underground trade. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Philip adds another dimension to this story with his camera. His photos that accompany this story in Vietnam are on our website, wgbhnews.org. This series, which continues Thursday, is part of our collaboration with the Schuster Institute for Investigative Journalism at Brandeis University and the International Center for Journalists. And later this morning, you can hear how the U.S. government is trying to fight human trafficking. A State Department official will be a guest on the WGBH program, The Takeaway, right here at 11 a.m. on WGBH Radio.